Okay, today is Daf Pei Zayin. We're on Pei Vav Amud Beis. Today's Shir is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan. Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. We are up to the bottom, somewhere on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis, exactly where Nafak Ihu. He went out. Avram went out himself. He went out himself. He didn't believe Eliezer. Eliezer said there's no guests. He didn't believe it. So Chazil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, I'm sorry, the Koya Baba, he was standing by the door. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing by the door. Since he saw that Avram was untying and retying the bandages of the Mila, Amar, he said, Lav Orachar Lamekam Hacha, it's not normal to stay here. Avram's not well. Hainu, Diksiv, Yitza Eina, Vayar, Vahine, Shlosh, Anash, and Mitzav Molov. He sent three people. Vayar, Vayaritz Lekrasam. Right, Vayar, Vayaritz Lekrasam. He ran toward them, he saw them. Meikara, Asu Kamu Aleha. Originally they were there also. And Kichazihu, Dahave, Leitara. When he saw the pain Avram was in from the Mila, Amru, Lav, Orachar, Lamekam Hacha. It's not normal to be here. Man Ninhu Shlosha, Anashim. Who are these three men? They were Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. Michael, Shabal of Aser Sarah, came to inform Sarah that she will be having a child. Avram already knew. Right? Avram already knew. Hashem told Avram already. Sarah never knew. Raphael, Shabal, Rapa, yes, Avraham. Raphael came to heal Avraham. And Gavriel, Azala, Mahaf, Chelis, Dom. And Gavriel came to overturn Sodom. Everybody knows this. And Gavriel came to overturn Sodom. Okay. Now, I voksiv v'yo shnei hamalachim Sodom ba'erev. There were two angels that went to Sodom at night. What's the second angel for? Says the Gemara. We all know this. The Azal Michal Bahadeh L'shez Ve'lelot. Michal came to save Lot. Deikanami Dixiv V'yapach Es Ha'arim Ha'el V'loksiv V'yahafchu. Only one did the destruction of Sodom. Only Gavriel. Michal was there to save Lot. Shema Mina, it's a good raya. So now the Gemara says, Ma'ishna L'gavi Avraham. How come by Avraham, Dixiv, it says, Kein Ta'asek Asher Dibarta. We'll do what you said. You want us to come in, Avraham? We'll come in. U'ma'ishna L'gavi Lot. How come by Lot, Dixiv, Vayiftzer bum ma'od, right? And Vayiftzer bum ma'od. They refused. They didn't want to go in, right? They didn't want to go in. Right? So I once heard. I think it's the Beit Halev. He says this. How come it makes such a big deal about Avram's achnasas archim? Avram invited them in. Lot also invited them in. Lot also went out of his way to invite them in. Lot risked his life. So for Avram, you know the answer? For Avram, we make such a big deal. And for Lot, we always belittle Lot. The answer is, what's the answer? Because Avraham thought they were people. And Lot knew they were malachim. You think they're a regular person, you go out of your way for that, that's special. If malachim comes to the house, the God of Lador comes to your house, you're not going to make it your business to have him come? Of course he will, right? What about the three Arabs? That's what Avram did. Amar Belazar, Mikan Shem Misarben LeKatan Ve'im Misarben LeGadol. From here you see that you can refuse a Katan, but you can't refuse a Gadol. Katan you can refuse. The Lot, I don't have to go to Lot, but for a Gadol you're not allowed to refuse. See if it says, Ve'chapas Lechem, right? And I'll give you some bread. Uchsiv, and it says, Ve'alabokar Rots Avram. And then Avram ends up serving meat. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mikan Shet Tzadikim Omer Ma'at Va'asei Harbi. You see, if Tzadikim say little and they do a lot. They don't talk so much. They do they talk very, very little. Right? All I'm gonna bring you people, you angels, is he didn't know they were angels. All I'm gonna do is bring you lechem. It turns out that I'm gonna bring you so much more. Right? Sefer Chasidim says in Simen Tof Shin Yud Beis, even though that's the tzaddik is normal to say little and do a lot, he says in Mikol Makom, Ein lo lo melechaveiro. Don't tell your friend lo etein lecha ela ma'at. I'm only giving you a little, but afterwards I'm going to give you a lot. Don't say that, right? Okay. Okay, but more safe chassidims later. Okay. Rishoyim omim harbi afil mad ein osim. Rishoyim, they say a lot, even a little they don't do. Minolan, how do you know? Me'efron. Me'ikar aksiv eretz arba me'el shekel kesef. First he said 400 shekel. Well, basof ksiv v'yishma arba me'el efron. V'yishkal arba me'el efron as a kesef asher diber ba'ozne b'nei ches. Arba me'el shekel kesef over la socher. What does over la socher mean? It means that it could be... Rashi, the Gemara says something else. Delo shekel minei ela kanteri. He only took big shekels. Big shekels. The ikaduchte de karle latikli kanteri. There are certain places where a shekel is called a kanteri. In other words, it was a very, very large amount, much more than the stated 400 shekel. Ksiv, it says kemach. I'm not sure. It says kemach, right? What does it mean it says kemach? It says in the pasuk, Vayimaher Avraham Oha Aleha El Sara, right? Vayomer, and he said, Mahari Shalosh Siim Kemech, Solas Lushi Vasi Ugos. So Rashi learns as follows. It says Kemech, Uksiv Solas. It also says Solas. Amar Yitzchak, Mikan Shaisha Tsara Einehab Archim Yosem in Ish. That women are more stingy than men. When it comes to guests, women are more stingy. I thought, it doesn't have to be that women are so terrible. Maybe since they're the ones doing the cooking, they don't have to be, they're not as generous. The man, yeah, come for lunch. What do you mean come for lunch? Who's cooking? What are you inviting people, right? That's what I thought this meant. So Rashi learns that pasuk as follows. Vayamar Avram Ohole El Sara. Avram runs into the tent, that's the Sarah. Yomar says to her, Mahari Shalosh. Prepare three. Right? Prepare three. And then Sarah says, Soim? Did I give him the cheap? And Avram says, no, Kemach, the good one. You hear? So Sarah wanted to get away with less. And Avram says, no, you do the better one. Okay. Or no, maybe, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. The Yom Mahari Shalosh Sa'im. Prepare three saw. And Sarah says, Kemach, the cheap? Avram says, no, Solas, the good one. Make it even very, very, very fine. So from that, the Gemara says that women are more... more stingy when it comes to guests than men. Okay? Ksiv Lushi, it says Lushi needed, Ukvasi Ugos, Vksiv Yikach Chema Vachalav Uben Bakar, Vilulechem Lo Aisi Lekameh. They never bought bread. They never bought bread. Avram never brought bread to them. Right? Why not? What? Avram Akshal, Tamil Sharmer, Shmurder Mer, Avram Avinu Ochel Chulin B'Tahara Haya. He ate Chulin even in a state of Tahira. Avram Avinu was not a Kohen. But he treated himself as if he was. Vesari Imenu Osayon Pirsa Nida. That day, Sari Imenu became a Nida. Why did she become a Nida? She became a Nida because she was going to reverse back to the Orach Hanashim, and she was going to have a child. Now, everyone asks, if she became a Nida, then why'd she laugh? Right? Something wrong with the timeline here. If she became a Nida, she realized, hey, something's going. I just became a Nida. Now the Malach is telling me that I'm going to have a child. What'd she laugh for? Why'd she deny it? So, the answer is, maybe she didn't know at this point she was becoming a Nida. Only Avram knew, but we have a halacha when it comes to Tumah by Nida. We go backwards 24 hours. Avram was Machmir. It's the question is better than the answer. Because we do say, even though it's the first mission of Nida, right? When a woman becomes a Nida, so how long was that Nida brewing? So whatever she touched in the past, whatever, how long was that brewing? What? I'm sorry? By Nida, it's the first mission of Nida. The Malchog is Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai, only three times Hillel and Shammai argue. One of them is Benida. So, but I remember there in the Gemara, I remember we had this kasha then, but the Gemara says, even if you hold, you go backwards, but not by a woman who has Thiluk Damim. Why? Because it's not normal. What do you mean it's brewing? It wasn't brewing. It's not normal for them to be a Nida. So all of a sudden, Sarah now becomes a Nida. Why are you going backwards? So the whole timeline here is very shaky. Anyway, okay. For Yom Rei Lav, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, where's Sarah your wife? For Yom Rei Hinei, oh well, she's in the tent. Lahodia, Sesara Imenu, Lahodia, Sesara Imenu, Tznuah. So she was a Tznuah. She wasn't, carousing with these guys. She's in the tent. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Vitei Amar Yitzchak, Yodim Hayam Lach Hashar, Shetzari Meina Ba'ol. They knew where she was. Hoysa Elamai Ba'ohel. Why did they ask that question? Kedei Lechava Ba'al Baila. To make Avraham more chavav, that Sarah should be more chavav in his eyes. Oh, my wife is in the tent. She's not here. It re-emphasizes it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Kedei Lechaga La Koshal Bracha. To send her a Koshal Bracha. What's a Koshal Bracha? What? Benching. There was no bread. There was no bread. How did they be benching? So that's what one of the Farshim answered. But before Matan Torah, benching could have been on just being satisfied. Didn't have to wash to have benching. The whole concept of having benching before Matan Torah doesn't... What was the text of benching? But in this halachic world, that has existed in the halachic world before Matan Torah, benching could have been on just being full. Not without washing. What? What? Right. And they wanted to say, oh, we're going to bench now. Let's enter the Koshal Bracha. Tani Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Lama Nakad Al Ayo Sheba Elov. Why are there letters why are there dots on the letters Aleph Yud Vav of Ayo? Of Aleph Yud Vav of the word Elov. Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. To teach you that Shishal Adam Ba'achsan Yishalo. They also asked about Avraham. They didn't just ask, hey, how's your wife doing? You walk into a guy and say, how's the wife? You don't do that. You ask about both of them. The Aiva Mashmul Angel and Mashalam Bishaklal. We should never ask about the welfare of a woman. What are you interested in a woman for? So the Gemara says, I they buy Lashino. If the husband you could ask. The husband you could ask. Can't ask a different woman, a different husband, or a different, but the husband you get to have your wife, that's common, that's just normal decency. Okay. Achri Belosi Haisali Edna. Amar Rav Chisda. Achar Shin is Bala Habasar, even though her flesh was all worn out. Virabu Hakmatin. And a lot of pimples or some kind of wrinkles. This Adin Habasar became beautiful. V'nispashtu hakmatin v'chazar yofilim komo. It reverted to her former beauty when she was a young girl. K'siv it says v'adoni zakein v'k'siv ani zakanti. Right? There's a famous Gemara here. D'lo mosi v'kodesh baruch hu k'da'amra ihi. Right? Hashem did not repeat this to Avraham. She said, Sarah said, my husband's old. Hashem changed it. When Hashem was telling Avraham what Sarah said, he changed it to say that she said she's old. Why? Tanad Rei Shmuel, Gadol Shalom. He didn't want Avraham to be upset at Sarah. Shafilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinabo Shinemar Vatitzach Sarah Vakirba Vadoni Ksiv Vadoni Zakein. Right? She said, my husband's old. Uksiv, and it says, V'yom HaShem Avraham Ani Zakanti. That Sarah said, I'm old. Okay? The Sefer Hasidim says, I'm sorry, the Rambam says that they should never lie. Hilchos Dei says, Talmud Chacham lo yishana b'dibur v'lo yosef v'lo yigara el divrei shalom. Sefer Hasidim says, it's mutter to change for darkei shalom a past event, but not to lie about a future event. What? A white lie? Right, even if it's not true, right. So that's what the Sefer Chassidim says. About a past event, right, Hashem says, she said that she's old. It's a past event. About a future event, maybe you can't lie at all. She said she will not buy you the present. Right, that you shouldn't say. Mishnah Berurah, I don't know what this Mishnah Berurah is doing, Kitzim and Kufnun Vav, nobody makes such a chiluk. The halacha, if you could lie for shalom bayit, it doesn't make a difference if it's a past event or a future event. Why does Sefer Chassidim say that? I don't know. But that was interesting. And I think that's how we paskin. If you have to make a white lie for shalom bayit, it's okay. Yeah.
It's interesting that she said that. I mean, she had already gone through metaphors. It doesn't make more sense that I'm going to have a kid now.
Right. Not only that, he already had a kid. He had a Gishmol. Right, he was 86 years old. We had 13 years ago, 12 years ago. He already had a kid. That's why the next Gemara is going to be also shver that the people in the generation were making fun of them. How could they have children? They're so old. What do you mean? He had already a child already. Nobody questioned that Yishmael was his son. But those 10 years already now it's impossible. It's a little difficult, no?
When did it change?
I heard this from Rabbi Frankel from the Aguda, he said that right after the Akedah, in Parshas Vayera, right after the Akedah, what does the Gemara say? What does the Pasuk say there? Everyone was given birth from Besuel. Everyone was given birth from Besuel. It's a whole list of names. The point of that list is to get to Rivka. I'm going to get to Rivka. Right? That's the point of that list. So he said, listen, if Avram was so old, how old was the age difference between Avraham and Nachor, his brother? Mestama, not so different. Right? The kids are, you know, can't find 50 years age difference. Mestama, not. Mestama, they were the same, pretty much the same age. They also had children so old. It's a built-in way to knock Avram. Avram's thinking so special, such a Nachor did it also. It's built in to always find a reason to have a Pesach to always make complaints. Right after the Akedah, Nachor had a son. So old? Avram's not so special. Nachor also did it. Right, that's built in that way. Vatomer, mi mile Avram hanika banim l'sara, kama shanim, kama banim hanika sara. How many children did Sarah nurse? So Amar, there's only one son. Amar of Levi, Osa Yom Shigomel Avram Yitzchak Beno, the day that Avram weaned Yitzchak, Asa Suda Gedola. He made a big Suda. Hayakol Umosa Ola Meranin, and everybody there was belittling. V'omer, Reitzim Zakin Uzakein Hashavir Asufim Min Hashuk. Look at this, they brought out, they fed a fledgling, right, on the steps of the firehouse. They saw a baby. They took it home, they said it's theirs. V'omer B'neinu Hu, they even made a party to publicize what they did. Avram invited all the Gedolei Hadar. Who are the Gedolei Hadar? Avimelech, Paro, such Gedolim. Vasari Imenu Zimnes Nishoseim. Sari Imenu invited the wives. V'chalachas v'achas hivya bana ima. Each one brought their children. Umaniksa lohidiyah, but they didn't bring their wet nurses. V'nasa neis b'sari imenu, and a neis happened. V'niftachu dadeha kishnei mayonos, her breast sprouted forth like two fountains. V'nikes kulon, she nursed everybody. V'dayin ha'imaranan, now they're a new taina. V'omrim imsara habas tishim shana teled. Avram b'nei shana yolid. Avram had children. I don't know what kind of belittling is that. He had a child already. Miyad right away. It's mashma. This didn't happen at birth. Miyad klaster ponim. Shall Yitzchak vidid bela Avraham, right? Avraham looked exactly like Yitzchak. Pishu kulam v'amru Avraham holiness Yitzchak. Pishu v'kulam v'amru Avraham holiness Yitzchak. Right, and now everyone. That's why the pasuk says Avraham holiness Yitzchak. The Medrash says everybody said that had a tzara get pregnant from Avimelech. Avimelech was taken. She must have been. How can a 100-year-old man have children? All right, Sarah's pregnant. You can't deny the fact she has a big belly, and everybody watched her give birth, or the doctor watched. Somebody watched, so that they can't deny. But Avram, how did Avram father this child? It must have been Avimelech. What? Yeah. What's the answer? Yeah. There's a kasha that I once saw. That I don't have an answer to this kasha. We know. We say in the Haggadah, at the very end of the Haggadah, Vayehi b'chatzi halayla, one of the things that we mentioned that night is the fact that Avimelech was stricken because he took Sarah and tried to violate her. And then he said, I'm such a big tzaddik, I didn't touch her, right? One of the things we say that night. Yitzchak was born on, what was Yitzchak born? On Pesach. So how can anybody think that she was impregnated by Avimelech? It was a year earlier.
Born on Pesach.
Born on Pesach.
So he said that was the night of Pesach when the Malachim came.
What?
The night they came was Pesach night. He gave them Pesach.
Right. So what does that mean? That the night before that she was taken by Avimelech? That was the night before? She was taken the night before. The next day the Malachim came and said, next year you're going to have a son. One year from now. Right? And he was born next Pesach. How can anybody think it was Avimelech? That was on Pesach. You can't be pregnant for a year. I never heard a good answer to that question. What? What do you mean? They made a big thing in the newspaper. Sari Imenu was rescued from Avimelech. Clutches. Right? When was that? The day after Pesach. The same day the Malachim came. A lot happened that day. It's like a busy day. And then what happened? A year later, she's born. Yitzchak's born. How can anybody think that? I understand. It's not so. It's not so. I know. No, so it's mashma. What? That was this. It's the first Rashi of Parshas Toldos. Rashi. That's what the Olam was saying. That's what they were murmuring, right? Yeah, the Agada says that that's the night that Avimelech was danned. Some Danta Melech Gror, it's some line there. You have the Haggadah that asked that question. The Mepharshim asked that question. Ad Avram until Avram Lo Hayah Zekenah. Until Avram, nobody was old. Man Dehavibar L'Mishtei Behadi Avram Mishtei Behadi Yitzchak. Whoever wanted to talk to Avram thought they were talking to Yitzchak. Behadi Yitzchak Mishtei Behadi Avram. Whoever thought they were talking to Yitzchak, they thought they were talking to Avram. I saw one of the first men. Oh, that's Avram by Rachmei v'Havi Zikna. Avram davened that he should be old. Shneimar Avraham Zakin Baba Yavim. Avram Zakin Baba Yavim. I saw someone asked, but wait a minute. But it says in Sodom, by Sodom, Minar v'ad Zakin. What do you mean there was no Zakinim? Minar v'ad Zakin. It refers to Pasuk in the Torah. So I said, the answer is, yeah, of course they were old people. They just didn't look old. Of course they were all elderly people. Mr. Shalach lived to be almost 1,000. They were old people. They just didn't look old. They looked like they were young. So Avram was 100 years older than Yitzchak. They looked exactly the same. Why? Nobody aged.
Which makes the Kasha strong. Well, that's the big... That's the point. Having A knows age and B. He looks like a 20-year-old. What's the question that
I know, because, you know, you can't see the same guy. You bump into this guy, and 50 years later, you bump into him again. He's got to be at least 50. When I saw him, he was a youngster. When I saw him, he was fully grown. Now he's still, I understand, he looks exactly the same. I can't imagine a world like this. Now, 50 years later, I bump into him again. I haven't seen him in 50 years. He looks exactly the same. He still looks like he's 20. He could be 50. He could be 60. He could be 150. I have no idea. He's at least 50. Ad Yaakov lo havi chulsha. Until Yaakov, nobody got sick. Even though the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Avraham Avinu wore a stone on his necklace, and anybody that got hurt would look at the stone and they would get healed. So what do you mean there was no sickness? What? Right. That's the answer. Hurt is different than sickness. Right. Somebody punctured, got a wound. That they would have gotten. But nobody would get sick and die. Also, Yaakov, by Rachme, Tahave, Cholsha. Yaakov David, that people should get sick. Why should he get sick? Because you have a chance to put your affairs in order before you die. Shenar v'yom Yosef hinevicha chola. Right? So I can't go and say this daf and not say this chizkuni. It's the first chizkuni in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov is dying. It says, here it is. I'm sorry. It's Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Aleph. The problem with the chizkuni, not a problem. He doesn't get sources where he gets things from. So he says these statements. You don't know where he says them from. You're going to hear this. You're going to think this is a bubamaisa. But the chizkuni says, the rishon, miyom shenivru shemayim va'aretz, when the day that the shemayim va'aretz were created, lo haya adam ito shevachaya michalyov. Nobody would ever sneeze and live from the... You ever heard why people say gezuntayt? Why they say libriyot? Why they say God bless you? Why? When someone sneezes, why? It's based on the chizkuni. Because, but till Yaakov Avinu, nobody would sneeze and live. You hear this? Ella, b'chol makom, shahaya, o b'derech, o bashuk, wherever you were. Haya itush, you would sneeze, v'yat nashi yatza, you would die. That was a sign of death. Ad shebo Yaakov, ubi kish rachanim al zos, amal afnei kodesh baruch, v'mona shalom, al tigach nafshi mimeni, ad shetav ez bini, v'ne tarlo. Don't take me till I have a chance to put all my affairs in order with all my children. Okay, so I thought to myself, if this is true, that this, so when we say, when someone sneezes today, and we say, God bless you, or Gesundheit, or whatever you say, whatever language, it's because this sneeze is a person who did not die. And he should not die. Right? So I thought to myself, if that's true, that is the oldest minhag in the world. There's no, what's an older, except maybe Bris Milah. What's an older Bet HaMitzvah? What's an older custom that's in the world? Probably the oldest custom in the world, that when someone sneezes, you say, God bless you. Right? If the whole world does it. It's a fascinating, such an old, so old. Right? The whole, you've heard that before? The thing with the sneezing? You never knew it was a Rishon. There's a Rishon that says it. It's not some you know, some gematria somewhere. It's a Rishon. No allergies back then. So no doctors either. What? fine. We gotta move. Ad us Elisha. Until Elisha came along, lo havid chalish v'esbak. Nobody would get sick and get healed. Asa Elisha boy rachme. Elisha came and davened, v'esbak, people should get healed. Shinemar v'Elisha chalas chalyav v'shayamaz bo. Right, he got sick that he was going to die. Mechlal dechala chali achrisi. But there were other sicknesses. And Tana Rabbanan shlosha chaloi in chala Elisha. He had three sicknesses. Echad shadachvu legechazi b'shtayadav. One when he pushed Gechazi away with both his hands. Ve'echad shegira dubin b'tinokos. And one where he got these bears to come and devour the children that were making fun of him, calling him names. Ve'echad shemesbo, and the one that he actually died with. Shinemar v'Elisha chalas chaliyav hashayamesbo. So they asked the question, what about Chizkiah? Chizkiah got sick, and he was on his deathbed, right? And write the whole story there. He didn't want to have children because he saw, and Yeshaya told him, no, you do your business, and let Hashem take care of his business. So that could be that this was after, that could be it was after this. What? That was Yeshaya, I know, it was after Elisha, right? Ela Achlo Yitzchilu Malacha, okay, that, by the way, that's it. That's it for the Agadata. Okay, so fascinating detour, amazing Yisodos, and now we're back to Baba Metzia. So the Mishnah said, El Achlo Hitzchilu B'Malacha Teva Amalehem Al Menach She'en Lechem Alai Ela Pasvikitnias. Right? The father told the son, should never have told them you'll give them food, because if you say food without specifying what, we're going to think it's food like a king. So Amalei Ravacha Bar Bread Rav Yosef Rav Chista Pas Kitnias Tanan. Is it bread made out of kidneys? Or Pas Vikitnias Tanan? Or is it bread and kidneys? Bread and beans? Amalei Halakim Tzichavav. No, of course there's a vav there. Ki Morida De Laboros. Just like when you go with a boat, you have an oar, and the oar is long, looks like a vav. So too, there has to be a vav over here. Don't think for a minute there's no vav. It's bread and beans, not just bread. Not bread made out like rice bread. No, bread and beans. Rashi ben Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzarech HaKol K'minig HaMedina. You don't have to say anything. Everything's in Minig HaMedina. You don't have to say anything. HaKol HaSuyei Mai. What does that come to include? HaSuyei HaDetnan HaSocher as a poel. If you hire a worker, V'amar lo ke'echad u'kishnayim b'nei ha'ir, I'll pay you like he gets paid, like they get paid in the city. So no sin lo kepachos shebet schiwas. You have to pay like the cheapest guy in the city. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Tachomom no mashminan b'nehem. No, the middle salary, the average salary. If you say that, it's the average salary. Okay. Can't come running. Well, I found this guy gets paid so much. No, the average salary. Okay, next Mishnah. The elu ochlin min haTorah. The following people have the right. No matter what you make up with the boss. The boss makes up with you, listen, I am not giving you a nickel to eat. I'm not giving you anything. Not even 1 ounce of water. Nothing. Aww. You can make such an agreement. You can do that. Hakol kibbutz gamadina. However, there are certain people that have the right min haTorah to have to snack while they're working. Who are those people? Here we go. The elu ochlin min haTorah. These are the people that can eat min haTorah. Ha'otei mechubal lekarka. If you're working on something attached to the ground, and b'shas gemar malacha, as at the time of the gemar malacha, in other words, the final stages of the harvest, and or ubitalosh min haKarka, or it's already detached. It's so far into the harvest, it's already detached. But ad shlo nigro malachto, as long as the malacha is not finished, right? In other words, there's a gemar malacha when it's attached, when it's going to be ready to be harvested, and then there's a gemar malacha when it's detached. And it has to be something that grows from the ground, not milking a cow. It doesn't grow from the ground. The Elu, although on Friday, will on Thursday, we'll ask a kasha about that. The Elu she'ein ochlim, and the following things you cannot eat. Ha'osa b'mechubal l'karka, if you're working on the ground, b'shah she'ein gmar malacha, when it's not the harvest time, it's not the end of the season, you're in the early stages of the growth, then you can't. Or u'betalash min akarka, it's detached, me'achas she'gmar malachto, after the gmar malacha, right? Right? It's all based on Sukkim. You'll see. It's all based on Sukkim. The Ritva asks, but wait a minute. What's the Chiddush that a worker can't eat now? It's the same things. It's the exact opposite. So no, but if it's detached from the ground after the Gemara Malacha, it can't eat it anymore. Of course it can't eat it. It's Tevel. You've detached it. You've already made it Gemara Malacha. Now you can nash on it. Get nash on it now. Right? So the Ritva answers, either we're talking about a place where there's no Meiser, Chutz La'aretz, or he'll take off Meiser. Take off Meiser. Still can't eat it. U'b'darvish en gedulim in the. And again, if it's something that doesn't grow from the ground, then for sure you can't. Okay? Menahani mil. How do we know all this? Like, what kind of rules are these? The answer is based on Sukkim. The Chsivit says, Ki savo bekerem reyecha, when you come into the kerem of your friend, this whole omid now is going to be drushes, back and forth. Ki savo bekerem reyecha, when you come into the kerem of your friend, vachalta, and you eat. What do you see from here? I'm working in your kerem, I'm allowed to eat. The Pasuk says I'm allowed to. So the Gemara says, Ashkecha and kerem, good. That I know you can do by a vineyard. Call mealy minolan. How do I know everything else? How do I know apples? So the Gemara says, "Gamrida mi kerem." It's a mamatzinu. Ma kerem miyuchad. Davash gedule karka. Just like kerem, a vineyard. It's something that grows from the ground. Ubashaz gemar malacha, and it's at the time of the gemar malacha. How do you know that? Because it says at the end of that pasuk, "Vel kel yichal lo sitein." You can't put it in your basket. In other words, you can't take grapes for supper. You can take them while you're working. You can't put them in your basket, which is mashma, that you're putting them in the owner's basket, which means it's at the Gemara Malach already. So, right? That's how we know. So, ma kerem yuchad, dover shegedule karka, ubashaz Gemara Malach, po'ol ochel bo, and the worker's allowed to eat, af kol dover shegedule karka, ubashaz Gemara Malach, po'ol ochel bo, so too, anything. Why would the Torah single out kerem? That's a rule we have. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos that the Torah suggests. When the Torah says something, it applies to every other case, unless we have a reason not. Torah says kerem. Only kerem? Why only kerem? Anytime you're in the field, with these rules, the rules apply, and you can eat anything. Apples, and grapes, and pears. Doesn't make a difference. While you're working, Gemar Malacha, grow from the ground, you can eat. So the Gemara, not so fast. Mala kerem, but maybe kerem is different. Why is kerem different? Shekin chayev b'olos. Because you're chayev in olos. What's olos? Olos are a certain kind of grapes that you're not allowed to harvest. You have to leave for the poor. So maybe, since we're so machmir by kerem, we force the owner to lose some of his grapes to the ani. Maybe we're forcing the owner to lose some of his grapes to the worker. And by an apple field, we'll never say that. So the Gemara says, you're right. We can't learn it out from kerem. You're right. Gamrina mi kama. We learn it out from standing grain. Standing grain. Kama gufa minolan. How do we even know standing grain? Dechsev, because it says, this is in Parashas, I think, Kiseite. It's the following pasuk after the one we just read. Ki savo b'kamas reyecha. When you come into your friend's wheat field, right? V'katafta melilos b'yadecha. And you're going to take some wheat kernels with your hand. Right? Ma l'kav. So therefore, what do you see? Just like you could do that to wheat, you could do it to anything. But only wheat you could do that? No, even an apple field. Says the Gemara, no. Malakama shechayev is bechala. But kama is different. Maybe wheat is different because wheat, you have to give chala away. So maybe that's why you're so machmir and we'll let a worker eat. Who said we'll do that by other things? So the Gemara says, umimai dahai kama, kama dimis chayev bechalahi. Who said that when we say standing grain, we're talking about wheat? Dilma maybe. Kol kamaka amar rachmana. Anything standing up. Pears, oranges. Who said we're talking about wheat? So the Gemara says, no, it's your kama kama. We have a xerishama kama kama. What's the Gzeira Shava? Ksiv Hacha Kisava Kama Bekama Tzviacha. Uksiv Hasam Meachel Charmesh Bekama. When the sickle reaches, that's by Shavuot, by the Omer. When the sickle, Chermesh is a sickle. When the sickle reaches the standing grain. Ma Hasam Kama Demechayv Bechala. Afachalani Kama Demechayv Bechala. Look at the Rashi of Isya Kama Kama. See the Rashi of Isya Kama Kama? It's like that 7-8 lines down from the lines get skinny. Isya Kama Kama. The Hamaksha Omer Gzeira Shava Zu. The Maksha asked this Gzeira Shava. Kedela Hakshos Velomar. Isya Ema. Delo Ishtoi Kra. 1 second. The Hamaksha Omer Gzeira Shava Zu. The Maksha brings up this Gzeira Shava. Kedela Hakshos to ask Velomar. Ema Delo Ishtoi Kra. Ella, the Chavis Bechala, Kigon Kamas Min Dagon, Aval Kamas Kidney is low, right? In other words, how do I know we're talking about grain? No, I have a Kaval Chomer for you. I have a Gzer Shava. But you can't make up a Gzer Shava by yourself. So all the Rishonim say, it's not a real Gzer Shava, it's a Gili Milsa, they have all these answers. It can't be a real Gzer Shava. But a guy made up a Gzer Shava just to ask a question. So the Gemara says, Ikala Mifrach, now I have an answer. Ma Lakama, Shekin Chayavis Bechala. So we have we're back to the Kasha. How could you tell me that Kama is a source that I could eat in the field? Kama has a different din. What's the different din? Chala. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kerem Yochiach. But Ma Lakerem, Shekin Chayavis Beolos. But Kerem is different because it has Olos. Kama Tochiach. Kama will take away that problem. Fachazar Adin. Lo Rizek Rizek. Hatzara Shavash Abahen. What's the bottom line? Shekein davar shekidule karka, it grows from the ground. Ubashaz gemar malacha pol olchavo af kol davar shekidule karka. Ubashaz gemar malacha pol olchavo.
Does Olos also
apply to grain control? No, absolutely not. Neither does challah. Min
ha Torah. Right. Because I
guess I know that Orla
does. Right?
Orla does not. Orla.
Orla does.
Outside of Eretz
Yisrael.
Does. There's no Orla. Maybe Darabanan. Not Daraisa. Ma'at Arashav Shabahan Shekin Yesh Bintad Mizbeach. Wait, but these two things are very unique. Why are they unique? Because they go on the Mizbeach. What goes on the Mizbeach? Wheat is bread, lechem, and wine. So that's why they're special. And not only that, Isyanami Zayas. I can also add olives. The Isbeitad Mizbeach. The Shemen. The Zayas. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Zayas, the Mahatzad, Asi. What do you have to throw Zayas here from a Mahatzad? Who goof of Kerem Ikrit, but Pharaoh should Kerem. The Ksivit says by Shimshon, Viva Megadish, you had Kama Avadim, but Kerem Zayas. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, no, Kerem Zayas, Ikri, Kerem Stam, Alo Ikri. Shem is never called a Kerem by itself. So therefore, Elam, Mikomachom Kasha. Okay, bottom line, we're left with the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Maybe grapes and wheat are special because they have a Tzad Mizbeach. And apples don't have a Tzad Mizbeach. Oranges don't have a Tzad Mizbeach. El, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra. The chermesh, it says a sickle, l'rabos kol ba'le chermesh, to include anything that's cut down with a sickle, which is a lot of things. Ay, v'ay chermesh v'boyale, but we need chermesh for something else. What's that for? For b'shas chermesh achol, shalom b'shas chermesh lo seichol. I already used chermesh to tell me that it's at the time of the harvest, at the gemar malacha. Not at the early stages, at the later stages. How could you use chermesh now to tell me something else, that it's everything? Says the Gemara, Hahu, no, that din is mi the El Kelichalosite nafka. That we learn out from El Kelichalosite. That what? That you're not allowed to put them into your own basket, which is mashma, you have a basket down there. Why do you have a basket? Because you're harvesting your bosses. So what do you see? It says the Gemara Malacha. So Chermesh is available to tell me what? That anything that comes off. I says the Gemara Tinach Davar Chermesh. That's only good if it's something that you actually use a sickle for. Delav Bar Chermesh Menolon. What about if it doesn't have a sickle? For example, a lot of things. Dates. You don't use a sickle to cut that down. Use your hand. El Amar Vitzlok Amar Kra Kama. It says Kama. Rabbos Kol Bali Kama. Anything standing. Anything. Ay Vamarta Kama Kama Demechayvi Bechala. But we already said we have a Gzeira Shava that Kama teaches me that what? That only something you chayv chala in. Hani Mili, tell the Gemara answer, Hani Mili, Mikame Denach Denisi Chermesh. That's before we had Chermesh. Hashta Da'asi Chermesh. Now that we have Chermesh, it's Rabbi Le Kol Davar Chermesh. It includes anything. Da'af Al-Daf, Da'lam Chayiv and B'chala. Even if it's not Chayiv and B'chala. So now Kama Lamali. Why is Kama, what are we Kama for now? By the way, this is not harsh. It's so complicated, back and forth. L'rabos kol ba'alei kama, to include anything standing, even for example, I think Rashi says even a tree, which you don't use a sickle at all. You have to climb up the tree, but it's standing up. That's also included in the din of you can eat while you're working. Hashad and afkalon mi'chemer shu mi'kama. Now that we have these two sources, kisavo mi'ker mi'achal amali. What do I need that pasuk for? So the Gemara says, "Amarava lahali chosav for different halachas." Kidatanya, like we learned, kisavo nemar kan biav and nemar lahal losavo olav hashemesh. That you're not allowed to delay paying a worker. Malahal b'pola kasa medaber afkan b'pola kasa medaber. Right. So too, this is talking about a worker. So too, that's talking about a worker. Kerem riecha v'lo b'kerem kusi. You can't go into your friend's field, but you can go into a guy's. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ha nichalamandam akel gezel kusi osur. If you're not allowed to steal from a guy, hayan distrach kol mishrei poel. That's how we're master the poel. And lamandam akel gezel kusi mutter. But there's a certain mandam who says, you're allowed to even steal from a guy. Then hashta gezel mutter poel mi baya. What, so then I need a pasuk to tell me that if I'm allowed to steal from him, but I'm working in his field, I'm allowed to gnash on the grapes? What do we need a pasuk for that? I'm allowed to steal from him. So the Gemara says, smukim la b'kerem riecha below shel hektish. Now he means, what it means is, your kerem, but not hektish's kerem. That you can't gnash on hektish's kerem. V'yachalto, it says you can eat, below motis anavim, but you can't suck out the grapes. Below anavim v'dover acher. You can't eat the grapes with something else. What's something else? Like a relish. Why? Because it makes you more hungry, you can eat too many grapes. So don't eat like a relish or salt, other kinds of things, to get you more appetite going, you're going to eat the whole thing. Kinafshecha, kinefesh shel ba'al habayis, kach nafsho shel poel. What does that mean? Ma nafshecha ochel upoter, af nafsho shel poel, ochel upoter. If the boss wanted to come down, he could nash, so too you're allowed to nash. Sivayecha, it means to your fullness, v'lo achilagasa, not achilagasa. Del kelyecha lo sitein, v'shosh ata nosein l'kelef shel ba'al habayis, ata ochel. At the time when you would have your owner's basket with you, that's when you're allowed to eat. But if it's not at the Gemara Malacha, you are not allowed to you're not allowed to do this eating. But it will just, the drush of back and forth a little hard at the bottom, not such a hard daf. On Friday, we're going to have more drushes, how we learned out the same of dinim from other sources, Lasachsam Shor Badisho, we're going to get to for the rest of the week. Alright, everybody have a good day, and we will resume tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's daf, we're going to start at 6. Because tomorrow's a shlodesh. We're going to daf at 6:45. Dr. Russo, 6:45 tomorrow.